How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint? Dents? Dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
There's something uniquely disturbing about the cold detachment of the Laundrie family and the utter failure of law enforcement in Gabby Petito's case. You're probably all seeing right now in the new documentary that's come out on Netflix. We're not talking about people caught off guard or making one bad decision in the heat of the moment. We're talking about a family that actively ignored a missing woman's desperate parents while allegedly knowing full well she was never coming home. We're talking about officers who had Gabby in front of them, bruised and terrified, and sent her back to the man who would soon kill her. This isn't just a crime story, it's a psychological puzzle, one that raises unsettling questions about the capacity for human indifference, self-preservation, and the moral gymnastics people perform to justify inaction. How does a family emotionally shut down so completely that they help their son escape rather than find a murdered girl? How do trained officers ignore blatant red flags of abuse only to later walk away with zero consequences? And maybe the biggest question, what does it do to us as a society when we see people in power and people in privilege get away with things that are so deeply wrong? Today, we're joined by psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott, who is specialized in criminal psychology and the behaviors of people who enable and excuse harm. Siobhan, when you look at how the Laundries handled this, what's the psychological mechanism at play here? Is this just straight up sociopathy, or are we talking about something a bit more complex? Because, I mean, obviously this was not a common everyday occurrence where your son shows up and the girlfriend's missing and the van's there and she's dead. That's not an everyday occurrence for parents to take on.
Right. Right. Yeah, I think all parents, all normal parents, have an instinct to protect their child. But when it's taken to this extreme, you have to wonder, was this just a pattern in the family of our son comes before all and there aren't consequences for his behavior and we're going to justify, rationalize, and deny? I don't think it's psychopathy or sociopathy, but it's definitely a disturbing pattern that we have to wonder if this goes far back in his life, and did that have something to do with producing the kind of man that he was?
Yeah, I mean, it really, if you add it all up and you go, okay, well, he's the type of person who presented this one way in front of other people, but on the other side, he's beating her up and abusing her and, you know, eventually finds a way to kill her. Makes you wonder what's going on back at home, that this was the blueprint that made you who you are today. Now, I'm not saying that that's going on at home, but it does make you wonder, why was he this way? And it doesn't always necessarily take that you're witnessing abuse at home, but the empathy part of it, the not having empathy for others, which seemed shockingly true of the Laundries when Gabby was missing, would I guess likely be true in the son too, if he's able to do those sort of things and just keep on going and talk to officers the way he did as if nothing was wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it speaks to me of somebody who has not had consequences in their life. And yeah, whether or not he ever witnessed abuse in the home, we don't know. It's possible, but it wouldn't be necessarily something that could be predicted. But I know I have adult sons, and if one of them was ever accused of doing something horrible, I would be the first one there saying, we need to look at this. I mean, in my mind, it's unfathomable. It may have been unfathomable to the Laundries as well. But certainly when there's an accusation, your normal empathy would kick in, and I would think you would want to get to the truth rather than going into this us versus them, and we're going to do anything we can to protect our kid.
Well, obviously, it looked very suspicious from the get-go. I think there's a lot of things to be argued, but it's more in a legal aspect and a law enforcement aspect of he was there. We knew he was there. Why did law enforcement not step in sooner and arrest him, or at least probable cause of some sort? I mean, he showed up with no excuse. He didn't even have to say anything. They lawyered up immediately. Mm-hmm. And then he was able to get away and go and kill himself in the woods. It's almost like, if we're to assume the Laundries knew that Brian did this, and again, we're just assuming the Laundries have never been charged with anything, that they knew that he did this. They went on a camping trip with him, which I also find very bizarre. Was that like a big, like, last hurrah getaway, and then Brian's going to go to the woods and kill himself? They walked up, and they're like, okay, well, I guess the best way to do this is for you to kill yourself. Is that pragmatic thinking? Is that psychotic thinking? I mean, it's very, very bizarre, because in, like, one way, it's like, yes, you'll be in prison for the rest of your life and looked at as a pariah in society. But if you kill yourself, you know, you're going to looked at as a very lost soul. Which one do you want? Mm-hmm. And mommy and daddy are here to help you. What is that? That's just so bizarre.
Yeah, bizarre is a word for it. It's just an awful, awful story. Every aspect of it is awful. Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to fathom if that's how that conversation went. And I don't know. I don't know if that's how it went. I don't know if they knew that he was going to go and kill himself, or if they thought he was just going to go spend some time and then they'll find him, or he was going to go. Mm-hmm. It would be a manhunt and he'd flee. That's hard to exactly know the answer to it. But when we go back to their actions, we go back to this new documentary, and we see footage of officers, of people going up to the homes of the Laundries, knocking on their door, begging for information. Just, hey, there's these two other families, because Gabby's parents had split, but they both communicate. They have a very good civil relationship, and they're both on the same team. Where is Gabby? So you got these four people begging, where is our daughter? And they're just like, we have an attorney. Brian's home. The car is here. Are they, can this be written off as they're simply taking the advice of their attorney that said, don't say a word? I mean, do you follow that when you have the parents of the girl that you supposedly also very much care about as part of the family, mm-hmm. fearing that she's dead somewhere? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems to me they may have been having a panic reaction, not been handling this well or appropriately, and just fell back on the attorney says don't talk, so we just don't talk. And that, you're right, empathy is the key word. That's not coming from a place of concern and compassion for the other people involved.
Yeah, and without that, it makes you wonder. You always want the culprits, and I'm not saying they are the culprits, but it sure does appear like they had some knowledge of what was going on here. At least that's how it appears to me. It makes you wonder, are they ever feeling the full effects of this? Or are they just, you know, are they more hurt, you know, because Brian's dead and they're not really feeling the full effects of, like, what their son actually did and the lives that they ruined? Is this really some sort of narcissism that's going on here with this family, that they're able to be so closed off and function the way they do? Because we're always trying to wonder how do killers function? How are they able to? And a lack of empathy is a lot of it.
Yeah.
And it makes you wonder going forward, because they, everybody still looks at this as such a peculiar case and such a weird way of acting. If they'll ever truly feel that, and what good does it really do at this point?
Right.
I mean,
I think the way people get through life, I always talk about the stories we tell ourselves, and they may be telling themselves a story that allows them to feel some sense of peace at this point, and that alters the way we would, most of us outsiders, would look at their son and mm-hmm. the kind of person we would view him as. They may be viewing him very differently just because that's what gets them through. So in essence, it's a defense mechanism for them.
Yeah. And I guess if that's how you have to live, that's how you have to live. I mean, it's not like they invited this into their home purposely of, hey, go kill your girlfriend and then let's put us in this horrible situation.
Yeah.
And you would probably guess there's some resentment and anger there for what their son was doing. But at the end of the day, I mean, is this one where we need another boogeyman to burn? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, they have been through a lot as well. They express it very bizarrely, but it doesn't make them the killers.
Awful.
It's an awful and a lesson. And for younger folks, you know, really get to know somebody before you decide to take off on a long road trip.
Exactly.
Because it seems lovely when you've never done it before. Then you get there and this sort of stuff happens and it's scary. Mm-hmm.
The latest true crime stories, expert breakdowns, and shocking twists all in one place. Press subscribe now to the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. You just made it through an episode of Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Congrats on surviving the ads. Want to skip them completely next time?
What is that?
Join the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel on Apple Podcasts. Ad-free episodes, exclusive early access, and no interruptions. Just pure crime storytelling. Try it free for 3 days. Don't wait.
Bitchin' stuff. Dude.
Hit subscribe now on Apple Podcasts and get ahead of the mystery.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.